Welcome to the Walking on the Word podcast with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church. During this podcast, we'll highlight practical keys to prosperity, build your faith, and encourage you to live the abundant life that God's called you to live.
Abraham had a need. This is Romans 4. Abraham had a need. God had promised him a son. You know, he didn't have an heir. That was his own flesh and blood. So he had a need. And the Bible says he considered not his own body,
right,
nor the deadness of Sarah's womb.
Yeah.
So he didn't consider those two things. He didn't consider the natural circumstances.
Right.
He didn't consider the wind and the waves. He didn't consider that. What he considered was what God said. So he threw all of his weight, all of his actions, all of everything over on what God said. He cast himself. He jumped out of the boat and walked on the water.
Right.
And he walked on the word. That's what he did. He stood on the word. It's interesting that God changed his name at that same point. God changed his name from Abram to Abraham. So it gave Abram something to say.
Yeah.
It put his mouth in focus. Mm-hmm. And it put his mind in focus by changing what he was saying every single day, every time he said
right.
Abraham, every time he said Sarah, mm-hmm. you know, he's saying mother of many nations. So he's no longer calling her anything else. He's calling her mother of many nations. She's calling him father of many nations.
Yeah.
So he had God's word, but what he did is he put God's word in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
He had what God said to him, that you shall be the father of many nations.
Right.
But then he put that same thing God said, God's word, in his mouth, and he said it, and she said it, and both of them said it.
Right.
So pretty soon, they're thinking, and then they're speaking, and then they're believing, lined up with what God said.
Yeah.
And they no longer, it didn't happen in one day.
Right.
But in a short period of time, they considered not his own body, nor the deadness of Sarah's womb. He considered not the wind blowing. He considered not the need.
Mm-hmm.
The need wasn't what he considered anymore. All he considered, all he thought about, all he believed was what God said and what he was saying. And God said it, he said it, and it was so.
Right.
And he had the baby.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's really where we are. We acknowledge the need. But from the acknowledgement of the need, we look for the answer. The solution comes from Jesus, mm-hmm. comes from the Word of God.
Right.
And from that point on, this is what Pastor Susie would say. We have to have the Scripture, the platform for our faith.
Right.
What are we standing on? What Scriptures? Because we're standing on the Word. What Scriptures are we standing on? So you have your Scriptures. You find them. You stand on them. And you consider them. You consider them. You keep looking to those mm-hmm. Scriptures more so than the need.
Right.
What happens is the need becomes smaller in your thinking and in your eyes and in your vision. And God's word becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. And the more you say it, the more you think it, the more you speak it, the more you believe it, then you transition
right.
to fully standing on the word and you get the results.
Yeah.
It's kind of how it happens.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
No, that's exactly the flow for receiving from God. You know, there. Abraham was just a model right there for
right.
our faith. I mean, there's constant reminders of that and models in other people. All that, you know, the hall of faith, the heroes of faith, you know, and Hebrews chapter 11, they're, you know, model after model. And you see this common thread through their lives. You know, they had a need, they looked to Jesus, they considered God's promise greater than their circumstance, and they spoke that need. And then from Romans 4, which you just referenced, that's where we get verse 17, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things that be not as though they are. And that's how we should live. Focusing on God, the life giver, the one who gives life to the dead, those dead things like the deadness of Sarah's womb. He's the one, God was, you know, Abraham didn't make Sarah's womb come alive. God did that because Abraham was looking to God. And Abraham was continually calling those things as though they weren't.
Right. That's
he was calling those things that weren't as though they were, because God modeled that for him, you know, and God put those words in his mouth when he changed his name.
When he changed his name. It's so interesting that the Bible says there that Abraham believed what God said, and that was accounted unto him for righteousness.
Right.
Okay, you think about Romans 10, that, you know, with the heart man believes, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. But he says it's with the heart, see, you believe unto righteousness.
Right.
But how do you get saved? It's with the confession, based on what you believe in your heart, that you get salvation. So it's not just believing alone. So what Abraham did, he believed what God said, and that was accounted unto him for righteousness. But until Abraham started saying, I am the father of many nations, even though my circumstances say I'm childless, the circumstances say Sarah can't have any children. That's what the circumstances
right.
say. That's what
right.
the natural forces say. Natural realm. That's what it says. It has already ruled it and declared it, and we've been living with this for years.
Mm-hmm.
Not having any children in this house. But he believed God anyway. So that was accounted unto him for righteousness. But then he started saying, I'm the father of many nations. He started calling her the mother of many nations.
Mm-hmm.
She called him the father of many nations. She started saying, I'm the mother of many nations.
Right.
And it wasn't just what they did at home. I believe this is what they said. This is what their names became. It's who they were known as in their all their PTA meetings or whatever they went to, the whatever board meeting they went to,
mm-hmm.
whatever transactions they did anywhere in the community. Whenever they went anywhere, they lived by the new name, God's name for them, Father of Many Nations, Mother of Many Nations.
Yeah.
Too much ridicule,
yeah.
I would imagine.
Sure.
Too much ridicule, people picking on them, saying, what are you talking about? Having to defend themselves and to other people about who they say they are because it's what God said. To much ridicule, they stood on that and it changed their spoken words based on what they believed changed their natural circumstances.
Yeah.
That's what we saw happen right there.
Right.
And see, he's the father of our faith. So when you think about that in a financial way, we are to not be bumping along.
Mm-hmm.
We're not to be barely making it.
Right.
We're not to be living check to check. That's not God's plan for us.
That's not a sign. That's not a wonder.
No. We're not to be without a job.
Mm-hmm.
We are not to be without a job. We're, you know, we're not to be the bottom guy on the job.
Yeah.
That's not who we are. That's not God's desire for us. It is not. That's not who God made us to be.
Right.
Like you said, it is not a sign and a wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. No, a sign and a wonder would be just a regular Joe who grows up in the company or gets an idea, solves a problem, and is promoted to the top.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign from God.
Yeah.
A sign from God is that we walk with all of our needs met, our stuff lasting, us having more than enough to be a blessing to other people. That's a sign.
Yeah.
But for us to be anything less than that, it's not a sign. So, we have to believe who we are. And now we have to, based on what the Bible says, we have to say who we are.
Right.
And our corresponding actions have to match
mm-hmm.
who we say we are.
We hope you've enjoyed this Walking on the Word podcast. Tune in next week for another episode with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church.